Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week, we're going to review some items and tools that people often believe are things that will protect them from harm, but actually do little for personal security. In fact, they're often worse because they lull the person into a false sense of security. I call these non-protections. I've covered many of these items as parts of other podcasts, but I want to call them out on their own. One of the greatest offenders are video cameras or surveillance cameras. The average person will look at them and think to himself or herself, "Gosh, no criminal would dare rob me here. There are video cameras everywhere, and he knows he'll get caught. That means I'm safe." Not exactly. Surveillance cameras do act as deterrents, and they will also help catch criminals after the fact. However, they are not perfect solutions and will do nothing to help you if the crime's in progress. Even if the cameras are manned by live people actively monitoring them, there is no way that they can respond to the attack in progress and get to you in time to stop it. Attacks just happen too quickly. Think about it this way. If cameras were perfect solutions, banks would not need armed securities, man traps, bulletproof glass, and vaults. Think about that the next time you walk into a dark parking lot only with a video camera pointed at you. Being in a crowd is also not a great protection. You know, people often think, "Hey, there are lots of people and witnesses around, and someone will come help me if something goes down. I'm safe here." That is completely wrong. First, the criminals can use the crowd to stalk you. Second, after the attack, the criminal can get lost in the crowd. And third, no one is going to help you. They will just stand there, watch it happen, maybe take a video to post to YouTube or sell to the media, and maybe, perhaps, someone might actually call 911 on your behalf. They are not going to step in and help you. Your personal protection plan should never count on someone else to come rescue you. The reality is, you are on your own. This next item I covered back in episode 53, but that was back in April of 2009, so it bears repeating. Of course, if you want all the detail, you can still go and download that episode and listen to it. In terms of protection, some items only hide you, while others might actually stop bullets and offer some level of protection. Cover is actual protection versus concealment, which is just hiding. For example, the drywall in your home is only concealments. Bullets will pass right through it. Your refrigerator is also only concealment. Your couch, concealment. Most of your car is only concealment. If you have the engine block between you and the shooter, then you have cover. The doors, the trunk, the roof offer no protection from bullets. Do not believe what you see in movies and see on bad TV shows. So, what I'm hoping you've gained from this week's episode is an understanding of how to critically evaluate your surroundings in terms of actual protection versus the appearance of protection. Awareness, avoidance, and the ability to assess your surroundings will help you stay safer. And that will actually do it for this week. Everyone can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and on Facebook, it's Practical Defense. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
United States Concealed Carry Association is the most comprehensive, up-to-date resource for the law-abiding armed citizen. When you join USCCA, you'll make new friends with like-minded folks on private forums. Save time and money with our concealed carry gun and gear reviews. Enjoy your own subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine. Learn the latest in training and self-defense techniques. Enjoy peace of mind knowing you're properly prepared. Go to www.gunrightsradio.com/USCCA and sign up today. Gun Rights Radio Network is a proud affiliate of United States Concealed Carry Association.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.